Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Grace and peace, everyone. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, everybody.
Hallelujah.
All praises.
Amen. Indeed.
Amen. Yes.
Two more.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's what we're talking about. In the midst of the week, you have the Wednesday night blog talk with your Nation of Peace of Israelites. Setting everybody up for the Sabbath day. We can't get enough of the Sabbath. The Sabbath should be every day. Anyway, starting in the midst of the week, we have our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nekemiah Israel, which actually comes from Nakoma Swanson. Nekemiah, Nakomi mean the same. Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nekemiah, a.k.a. Nehemiah, a.k.a. Little Israel of the Nation of People Israelites out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, doing what?
Bringing that kingdom state of mind.
Amen. Hey, y'all, your brother is on this series. We're in day 5 of the creation code. So, we're not going to hold this stuff because I know my brother got some scripts and he's ready to go. So we're going to turn this over to our brother, Nakomi Swanson. Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Israel. Shalom, Yashala. Do I have a reader?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, people, then we're going to get started without delay. We're going to get into this. Like I said, we got a lot of things to go through. So I ask that if it's possible that all the brothers cover their heads, face the east, as is possible, sisters, cover your heads, face the east. Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started with the lesson.
Amen, 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 amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endure forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endure forever. To him whom alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endure forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endure forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endure forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in the firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided of the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even a heritage unto Israel's servants, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remember us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And have redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. The reading is taking place in the book of Psalms, chapter 136, verses 1 through 26. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Oh, Brother Isaac, can we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 as we start all lessons?
Yes, sir. The book, we're going to the book of Matthew chapter 3, starting at the 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Okay, as you read in verse 2, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning prepare for the coming of Christ and the kingdom of God. And 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. That is for the people of God and the people in the work of God to make a clear agenda-free path to the kingdom with the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So today, people, we're going into creation code. We're in day 5. We didn't went light in the beginning. We didn't went water the second day to ferment. We didn't get the earth, the plant life, and all of that in day 3, which is also the Father, which is also life. Then we went into 4 last week, which is when Jesus took things over, which is light, which is the sun, the moon, and the stars, and also Jesus Christ is the 4. But today's a very special day with the number 5, because something is happening in the earth on this 5 that has never been done before. Saying, what does the number 5 mean in the Bible? The number 5 introduces blood into the universe. Blood is now things, living organisms with blood. And it also says that the fish and the birds were also number 5. So if you want to know what number a fish is a number 5. If you want to know what a bird is, it's number 5. If you want to know if blood has a number, blood is a number 5. And also the number 5 is in between this whole situation. God counts up to 9. So this is in the middle of that. We're in the middle of all this situation is the number 5. But guess what? Number 5 is part of the water code. We're going to learn as we keep going on. We already learned about the second day, which is water, which is 2. But we're going to learn today that that 2 and a 5, and even we're going to even add some of the 8s and let you know something about what's going on, that they make a code called 258, which is the water code. People, there's a light code. That's the number 1, 4, and 7. And then there's another code, 369. It was a great scientist named Nikola Tesla tried to figure out what 369 was, and he never truly figured it out. that the Most High has given me a chance to understand what the 369, the 258, and the 147 is. He just didn't stay in the Bible long enough to get it, but it's only meant for his people to figure these things out anyway. So we're going to get this. We're going to show you the connection of this water code, that twos and fives, or even if you is a two, you usually do five things. Usually deal with five. You're going to find out people that's dealing with the water also deal with the blood, which also deal with eight, which is the circumcision, which is you take off this flesh, which is the spirit. The eight is also the spirit, dealing with the spirit. So, Brother Isaiah, we're going to kick this off in Genesis chapter 1 and 20. Let's get into this day five.
Well, yes, sir.
The book of Genesis 1 and verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
So we see that he says in 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life. So he's showing us something, that we got water again. Brother Isaiah, let's just hop real fast to Genesis 1 and 6.
Verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
So we see 2 and 5 is dealing with what? Water.
Water.
See, so you see, 1, the first day, light, water, earth. See, then the second side, four, we did day 4. 4 what? Is light. Now we're dealing with the water, but guess what? The water got some special ingredients now. See, that first water didn't have none of this. Didn't have fishes and birds. And people say, what the birds got to do with the water? Don't we breathe in we breathe in oxygen. We breathe in water now. We breathe water. So the birds is in the ferment, which is the water. Also water too. So we got to understand that. But now we got blood in the water. It's got some more ingredients than it did in day 2. See, when you deal with 4, 5, 6, okay, at first he just brought the word on that was the light. But now he brought sun, moon, and stars. See, he added some extra stuff to it. He added more ingredients. On the second side, he adds more ingredients to everything. First side was kind of plain. Second side, okay, he put a little bit more on it. He put more ingredients. He put extra seasoning in it on the second hot side. Things is evolving. Things, it seems like things is getting better and evolving as it goes on. But what we have now is we had water in the second day, but now we got blood in the water. We have blood in the water. This is a very special day, people, because this makes us different from everything that's around us. Most of the other planets that's around us that they claim they can deal with don't even have plant life. See, that's how special the situation we're in, and that let me know that we got a God, and that we in a that it's a very big purpose about humans, because we're in a very unique situation in the universe. Everything that's humanly known is nowhere near on the level that we are on. Everything that we're on is perfect for us to have life. It would be incredible if it was just plant life. But we have insects and animals and us. Fishes and birds and all kinds of stuff. Microscopic organisms in the sense of life you can't even see with the naked eye. But we're in a perfect situation, though, on Earth to have life. We're just far enough from the sun not to freeze, and we're just far enough from the sun not to burn up. But the world wants us to think this is just a coincidence that the Earth is in a perfect position to have life, to have plant life and have human life here. We're in a perfect situation for that to happen. They don't have life. They don't have what we got here on the moon. The moon doesn't have plant life. The moon doesn't have humans. It doesn't have animals. It doesn't have none of what we have here. They didn't put cameras and stuff on Mars. Mars ain't got what we got here. And most of what they got to research and know, their situation is not like our situation. The more science goes along, the more they say, we don't have no purpose. We're just here because we're here. This is just some giant accident that just happened, and everything is so perfect, but that's just the way it happened. But we're going to continue this. Like I'm saying, these things make me think, because everything that God is doing, it comes in a certain order. And what he's showing played out. When that fourth day came, life that as we know it began. We need the sun to live. We're in perfect position for us to be able to deal with the sun without the sun burning us up. Everything is perfect. I'm 50 years old. I know things don't happen perfect on their own. There has to be a plan behind things that happen perfectly, or they don't happen perfectly. But everything here happens perfectly. We know when the seasons is going to start. Everything happens the way that it's supposed to happen. But Brother Isaiah, let's show you that the light water and let's show you that the water code are always together if you understand the language. Let's go into the book of 1 John 5 and 8. The book of 1 John 5 and 8. Let's get into this water. Let's get into this water code. Let's get into this day 5. First John 5 and 8.
Amen. The book of 1 John 5 and 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one.
See, now check it out. He said these three agree in one. Now go to verse 7 right above it.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
Oh, see, now, guess what? You don't see the blood down on that. And you don't see the water. You know why? You don't need water and blood for life in the spiritual realm. But water is a two, and a blood is a five, and then the spirit, that's an eight. When you get circumcised, you're eight, you're a spiritual being. But he's saying that on earth, what are the things that agree? Spirit, the water, and the blood. But you see, water and blood is always together. That's two and five. Two and five is always together. So we got to understand that. When we get deeper into the Bible code, I'll show you that this spirit, water, and blood is the second week on a calendar. Because all these things have to do with time. But as we go deeper into things, I'm going to show you that this spirit, water, blood is nothing but the, if you start at the beginning of the month, starts on Sunday like it's supposed to, I'll show you the second week is 825. But he said, these are the things that agree on earth. But let's go in the book of St. John's, Brother Isaiah. Let's go into St. John's 19 and 33.
St. John's 19 and 33, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Verse 33. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water.
Stop. What came out of Jesus when he died?
Blood and water.
Blood and water.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? If they stab you, guess what's going to come out?
Blood.
But water ain't coming out. Blood is coming out, but water ain't coming out. But this is part of God's code. It's a 2 and a 5, and they both part of the same code. So he always talks about blood and water in the same breath all the time, as we're going to show you, because he's talking about 2s and 5s. Blood, the water also, the two represents baptism also. But like I'm saying, we're dealing with the blood. Five is part of the water code, but so we got to understand that. We're dealing with the blood. Jesus, whose main number is 4, but Jesus is every number. Because Jesus has been on both sides of this universe. He's been a man. He's also a spirit. So he can cover all 9 numbers, and he does. And as we keep going on, you're going to see the number 4, which is Jesus, does more things than any number because he is every last number. He's every last number because not even the Father has been a human, so he don't deal with that side. But Jesus, he's been a human, and he's also God. He can deal with both sides of the spectrum. So we got to understand that. Let's show you that Christ is these things. Let's go into Brother Isaiah. Let's go into the book of 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. I'm saying, we got to show you this language and catch you up in this language of how the Bible speaks when you catch these things. Like I'm saying, when you read something in the Bible, you better understand the stories and all these things when you read it, because all these things is going to make you pay attention to what you should be paying attention to. Well, let's get this. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. When you get it, Brother Isaiah, go ahead.
Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Mm. So he said Christ is our Passover. Christ our Passover. Mm. It's deep, people. It's deep. Christ our Passover. But, Brother Isaiah, let's see something about this Passover. Let's go into the book of Exodus 12. Let's go to the book of Exodus 12. Exodus chapter 12. Because one thing I try to get people to understand is, guess what? Almost everything in the Bible, you got to deal with numbers. So let's get this, Exodus chapter 12 and 21.
Exodus 12 and 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side post, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever.
Mm.
So he's
talking about the Passover. Now he's telling us what to do. We got to put this blood on the door. But guess what? There's more to this. There's more to this that we need to get going. Because guess what? This thing got a date. Brother Isaiah, let's, in this same chapter, drop down to verse 6.
Verse 6. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Now, it says you got to kill this. And if you Israel, you know, the Passover is on the 14th. People, guess what? And what did you put on your door on the 14th? For people, 1 and 4 is 5. 14th reason you got to put your blood on the 14th because 14 is just another way of saying 5. And you got to put lamb's blood in it. We're going to get deeper into this. You got to put lamb's blood on it, which is a clean animal. We're going to get deeper into that, that he used these things as codes to show you things. But one, on the Passover, where you put blood over your door or you put the number 5 over your door, 14. But let's show you that people that's in Jesus' name, or most prophets, like I said, most prophets is 2 and 5s. They play Jesus. A lot of people play Jesus. They're number 2, but they deal with the number 5. Let's go into somebody that's got the same name as Jesus, Brother Isaiah. Let's go into the book of Joshua. Chapter 2 and 12. Let's go into Joshua 2 and 12. Let's show you how some people got to be living metaphors. But some people don't study Hebrew and stuff like that, and they don't understand that Joshua and Jesus' name is the same name. So whenever you hear this, with Joshua, the book of Joshua, you're dealing with somebody that has the same name as Jesus. He has the same name. His name is the same thing. But we're going to show you he ain't just got that name just because he got the name. He's actually metaphorically playing Jesus and playing with the code. So let's go into Joshua chapter 2 and verse 12. When you get it, brother, go ahead.
Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father, and my mother, and my brethren, and my sister, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuer be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the man said unto her,
Stop. See, here goes some cold right here. How long was they supposed to hide?
3 days.
And when is they going, when they supposed to wake up? When they supposed to leave?
The fourth day.
See that resurrection? See, you hide your dead.
Mm-hmm.
Just showing you how this book is written. But read on.
Hey, man, go ahead, bro. 17. And the man said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And
stop,
it shall
stop,
be.
Stop. So they saying you got to put this scarlet thread in the window. That's what that scarlet thread going to represent, people. Going back to Passover, the scarlet thread is the color red. And they said, we got to see that. And we're going to know not to kill you. But we're going to get even more into this, that this is Jesus, because Jesus is the Lamb. And it's his blood going to save you. But we're going to show you that Joshua or Jesus going to save you. Going to save him with the blood, with the metaphoric blood through the thread. Read up.
18. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him.
Stop. Look, give him the same order as Passover. You couldn't go out your door. He said, as long as you under that red thread and you stay in the house, you good. But he said, if you
Amen.
Come out, just like on Passover, you dead. You ain't under the blood. You ain't under the blood.
Amen.
If you ain't under that blood, then guess what? You're going to die. It's just a metaphor. It's just another Passover metaphor, people. You got to understand how this book is written. Read on.
Go ahead, bro. Verse 20. And if thou uttered this our business, then we will be quiet of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound a scarlet line in the window.
Now, she did what they said. They put it in there. Now, let's go into chapter 6 and 25.
Okay.
Chapter 6 and 25.
And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household.
No! Who saved her, Rahab?
Metaphorically saying, Jesus.
Jesus did, cause she was what? Under the blood, under the fire, just like Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So Joshua, she was able to get saved, cause she was under what? The blood of Jesus.
The blood.
Of Jesus metaphorically.
I see this in 3D. Praise God, man.
And let's show you why the blood of Joshua metaphorically can do that. Let's show you why Joshua was able to do that. Brother Isaiah, let's see why she was able to be saved under Joshua. When she put that thread and listened to Joshua, go to Acts chapter 4 and 10. Let's show you why.
Dang. Okay, amen. Okay. Acts chapter 4 and 10. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
What's up? Rahab got saved under the name of Jesus. That's why she was saved.
Mm-hmm.
And she obeyed being under the blood, that number five, metaphorically by that cord. Do y'all understand what how this book is written, people? I'm trying to show you.
Yes, sir.
This
I
all
see it.
Are patterns and codes. And it got to be done by the number. She went under the metaphoric blood, which is what? The lamb's blood, which what? Represents Jesus, which is what? Number five. Blood is the number five, which is on what? Passover, which is what? On the 14th, which is one of four is what? Five.
Blown, man. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
But guess what? Joshua is a number two. Even though I'm saying he's a number two. Listen, I'm saying because Joshua is in the tribe of Ephraim. Ephraim. And Ephraim took the place of his father, the position of his father. Joshua was an Ephraimite. Well, let's show you when Joshua died. I'm finna show you that he a number two, but he do five things, and that these things, that people, certain people do these certain things. So let's show you Joshua who's playing Jesus. Let's go into Joshua chapter 24 and 29. Two, yeah, two. But he deals with the blood, these twos, because most prophets is that. So let's go into this. Go to Joshua 24 and 29.
The book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 29. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old.
Stop. 110. Take the zero off is 11. He says he's an Ephraimite. But you got to remember, Ephraim took the place of Joseph. But let's show you that Joshua got a connection to Joseph through their death, which is number 11, which is a number two. So like I'm saying, these do these things like that. Number twos do a lot of, they part of the water, so they do things together. Let's show you, I'm saying, guess what Joseph is, people? Joseph is the 11th son of Jacob. See, Joshua died at 100 and what? 10. Take that zero off. What you got? 11.
Yes, sir.
But he came from his son, Ephraim. But Joseph is what? The 11th son of Joseph. Well, let's show you that it goes even deeper. Let's go to Genesis chapter 50 and 26. Let's show you that it goes through tribes, all these codes and numbers go through all that. Because even Jesus' father is a number 11. Joseph is a number 11, just like this Joseph is a number 11. He's the 74th person from Adam. I'm saying, when we get deeper, I'm going to show you all Josephs are 11. But let's go into Genesis 50 and 26.
Brother Nakomi, what was that last verse you just read?
Joshua, that would be 24, Joshua chapter 24 and 29.
Thank you.
Genesis 15, 26, right, bro?
Mm-hmm.
All right, amen. The book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 26. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.
Now, I'm trying to show y'all how they worked through the tribes. He died at what? 110, just like me. But guess what? Joseph is what?
11th. He's the 11th son of Jacob.
So why he dying at 11? Just like it says. You take that zero off, what you got?
11.
See, people, trying to show y'all. This thing, this code works through, it's going deep as tribes. See, Joshua, it had to jump from the sun to still get that 11, connecting him to Joseph. But it went all the way through there to do it. It went through the generations and popped it up, and he's still connected to that. Because he had number two. He coming to Jesus. He number two doing number five things. But he had to weave all that in it. Because the water Now we finna deal with somebody else on this. Let's deal with somebody else that's a water. Let's deal with somebody that's the 258, the total water code. And everything we know about them is water. This let me know, oh, yeah. When I understood, when God broke this, when the Spirit broke this down to me, this one, he, I said, oh, no, hell no. No man had nothing to do with this. Would you see how deep this code is on Noah? No, no man did this. It's too crazy. But let's get our brother Noah. Let's get the numbers on our brother Noah. In Genesis chapter 5 and 28. Genesis 5 and 28. Let's get to this.
The book of Genesis chapter 5 and 28. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, the
stop,
same shall come from.
Stop. How old was Noah's daddy when he had Noah?
182 years.
How much is that when you add all those numbers together? 11. Just like Joshua. Just like Joshua and Joseph. See, he a water. He's born under the two. He's straight up water. But drop down to verse 32. But that 11 is nothing but a two. But I'm just showing you he got the same number on him. God just did it in a different way. But let's drop down to verse 32.
And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Now, when he was born, he was a two. When he had his kids, he had his kids on what number? Taking two zeros off is a what? Five.
A five.
Five. Now, let's show you the water code all the way. Let's get to two, the five, to eight. We finna listen to some language, but a lot of people don't get it. Let's go into Genesis chapter 7:2.
The book of Genesis 7:2. A very clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female.
He said you got to go in by sevens. What sevens? What number is he talking about? When he said they're clean, we got to make big, there's a very big significance on these animals being clean. And they're going in by sevens. What number is that? That's two groups of sevens. That's 14. Which is what? 14 is what? Five.
Five.
And guess what 14 also is? Passover. What did we have to do on a Passover? Put the blood of what? A clean animal over the door.
Mm-hmm.
But read on. We're going to get all the blood. We're going to get the whole water code, 258, with in that ark. Read on.
Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female.
The unclean go in by what?
Twos.
Two.
So that means
okay.
Yep.
Okay. No, so we got the five because we got the clean beast going in there by 14 by sevens, which is 14, which is five, and the unclean by two. But I'm going to show you another thing. You can say, read on.
Verse 3. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female.
So you know you can either sacrifice either the cattle that's clean, or you can also, what else can you sacrifice that's clean? Birds. So
birds.
They also what? Five.
Fives.
But the unclean only go by two. But we finna get the rest of the blood. Let's get the rest of the blood. Drop down to verse 7.
And And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, unto the ark, because of the waters of the flood.
Stop.
Of
no.
Clean.
No, sir. Stop. See, some people, see me, I understand how to read this book, so I pay attention to groups of people. That's Noah. It says that Noah went in and his sons. How many people was that? That's four people. And his wife and his son's wife. People, how many? That's eight people. So guess what? Unclean animals, the blood of unclean animals is by two. The clean animals, either bird or cattle, is what? 14, which is five. And guess what? The human blood is eight. There go the water code, 258.
Oh,
all blood accounted for through the water code. Y'all still questioning if there's a God? Still, y'all crazy. This world is nuts. But let's just show you that God counted the blood of the people. Let's go to the book of 1 Peter. We go to 1 Peter chapter 3.
Amen.
Like I said, so I can let you know I was supposed to count them people. Some people, oh, what you count them people for? I'm going to show you that I was supposed to count. I'm going to show you I was supposed to count them people in here because God did. God counted them, so I counted them. But let's get this. 1 Peter chapter 3. In verse 20. When you get it, brother, go ahead.
Which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water.
What? How many were saved by water?
Eight.
Oh, see, I didn't see. I wasn't just trying to make something myself, people. See, I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to make 258 happen. God counted them people. He counted the eight blood of them people. So do y'all see that Noah got everything to do with the water code, 258? The unclean animals is the two. The clean animals on both sides, he covered both sides with what? 14, which is five. And we're going to get more into that later. And what? The humans, what? Human blood counted as the eight. 258. But let's show you. Let's get more into that. Let's show you that this 258. Let's go back to Genesis 7 and pick it up at 11. Let's show you even the date that they went, even the date they went in playing with this. When you get it, Brother Isaiah, go ahead. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11.
7:11?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the...
They went in when?
Second month,
right? That's two. Mm-hmm. And what day they went in?
The 17th.
What's that? One and seven is what?
Eight.
Amen.
But now we're going to really let you know that he's a 258 at the end of his life. Let's see what numbers pop up at the end of his life. Let's go into Genesis chapter 9 and 28.
The book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 28. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years.
Stop.
And
stop,
all the
days. Stop. After the flood, he lived how many years?
350 years.
Take the zero off. What's 3 plus 5? 8.
8.
Now, let's get the end of his life to show you what his true number all the way is, because we talk about the number five, blood. Let's get it. Verse 29.
And all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.
Stop. Take that zero off. 95 is 14, which is what? 5. So he got a 14, so he got the Passover blood on him, and he the blood. Do y'all see the blood in the water? Noah, is there any doubt? The most thing he knows for is water. People, I didn't make this up, but do y'all see Noah is a 258? He is a water code all day long.
Oh, big facts. Amen. Big facts.
All day long. But let's see. But let's show you Noah's brother. Let's show you some more language in his Bible. Let's show you another prophet just like Noah. Got this same thing. He got all the numbers on him the same way Noah does. And like I said, we're going to get back to them clean and unclean animals, but he's going to speak it in a different language. Let's go into the book of Job, chapter 42 and 8. Book of Job, 42 and 8.
The book of Job, 42 and 8.
Go ahead, bro.
Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, and that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job.
Stop. So God asked him to go get what?
7 clean animals.
Uh-oh, 14. 7 rams. Yep. 7 and 7 is what? 14.
14.
Don't you, what you put on the door on Passover? What's 7 and 7? 14.
Mm-hmm.
Here go, what? That's the blood, people. 1, 4, 5 is the blood. But let's show you that prophet got numbers that he's just like Noah. Noah was a blood prophet. He was a water prophet, but at the end, he was a blood prophet. Drop down to the same 42 in verse 16. Job 42 and 16.
After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations.
Now, he's got to be 140 years. Take the zero off. What number you got?
5.
14, yeah, which is 5. Yeah, 14, just like who?
Noah.
Just exactly what Noah is. And then you see how this connected with them 7 animals, the 7 clean. Just in case you didn't get it, and what's the name is telling you what 7s is. If you didn't get it in Noah's Ark, if you don't know what 7s is, he just broke it down to a simpler form in this one when he said get 7 bugs and get 7 rams. So you can count, okay, if you couldn't catch it before, he's just trying to give you another chance to catch the clean. It's 14, which is 5. So we got to understand that. Got to understand that, people. Let's go into the Acts chapter 2. We're going to Acts chapter 2 and 1. Let's show you, we're going to get into the Pentecost. Let's see, we're going to show you feast days play this game too. Because the whole Bible is written this way. Acts chapter 2 and 1.
Amen. The book of Acts 2 and 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Stop. So we know he's talking about the Pentecost. Us that know it, Pentecost is what? The number what? 50.
50.
You got to count to 50 from 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what number did you count 50 from? Can anybody know what day the Feast of Pentecost starts? Because 50 ain't nothing but a 5. But I'm going to tell you, You start from the wave offering. You know what the wave? You know what the wave offering is? The 17th day of the year. 1 to 7 is 8. 8 to 5. Water color. You go from the 8, which is 17. 17 is 8. Ends on what? 5. You count 50 days from the 17, which is 8. So here go that code again. So in order to get under the blood, guess what? You are, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get that water before the blood. I'm saying, so you gotta understand that. I told you twos, you always gotta deal with that. But like I'm saying, people, I ain't gonna have you here all night. Like I'm saying, this is gonna be quick and short. But let's show you that all these things that he does, it has to come down to us. We always exactly the same thing as Christ. So let's go into Matthew's chapter 10 and 16. Let's go to Matthew's 10 and 16.
Book of Matthew 10 and 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
See that?
14.
He said, we the sheep. Now we sheep. We is what he is. But guess what? Only if we do it in what? Jesus' name. Come under just like our brother Joshua had Jesus' name. We can save people and do those type of things. We can have the same power as Christ. They can come under the blood, but we got to have it in Jesus' name. You can play Jesus if you do it in Jesus' name. Let's show you that. Let's give you a scripture to show you. You can play Jesus in Jesus' name if you do it in Jesus' name. Let's go into the book of Acts. Let's go into the book of Acts. I believe we want to go to book of Acts. Chapter 16 and verse 16. Acts 16 and 16.
And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divinations met us, which brought her matters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour.
See, Paul defeated a spirit. He turned into Jesus, but guess what he had to do? He had to do it in Jesus' name, just like Joshua did. Joshua had that name. Guess what? He can put you under the blood. Or he can do whatever, or he going to be able to do miracles and miraculous things just like Jesus. But you got to understand the importance of Jesus' name. Jesus' name, you can't be saved under Jesus' name. That's what Joshua, that's how Rahab the harlot and her old family would say, because they came under Joshua or Jesus' name, and they was under the red thread, which was a metaphor for the blood. But let's show you this water code that he do people. Let's show you one of Jesus' disciples is a 2-5. Got to know something about the Bible to do it, and you got to know the order of what happened. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Matthew chapter 4 and 18. Matthew 4 and 18. This is the next, like I said, this is only going to last about an hour, people. Like I'm saying, I only got this and one more. Well, we're going to break this down with Matthew chapter 4 and 18.
The book of Matthew 4.
Before you get started, we got to break down the order. So now, people, if you've been listening every week, you got Matthew's chapter. We're going to show you that this is going light, water, earth, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We're going to do the same thing in Matthew chapter 3, 4, and 5 like it did in creation. So Matthew chapter 3 and 1, we got John the Baptist is number one. He's the light, bringing the word because that's the light. Then Jesus gets baptized in that same chapter at 13. That's light, water. Then chapter 4, in the beginning, he's in the wilderness, light, water, earth. So he went to the desert. He just went to the earth. Then Matthew chapter 4, 17, Jesus began to preach saying what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So he's saying now he the light. He's doing the same thing John the Baptist is. Now we in day 5. So light, water, earth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 5 in the creation. What we deal with? Water and fish. Let's see what we got. Go right into 18, right after he said, you know, read 17, and then we're going. We're going to show you the order of it. Read 17.
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And
stop.
Jesus walking.
Stop. So now that's the fourth day. That's him being the number. He turned into John the Baptist. That's the light. Now he the light. John the Baptist ain't that. Now he that. Now go right into 18.
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them.
Stop. So we're saying, so on the fifth day in the creation, what came into creation? Fish. What is Peter? He a fisherman. And where is the fish at? In the water. They're going two and a five together. But I'm finna make it even deeper than that. Didn't I tell you most people that do five stuff are twos? People, what's Peter's real name?
Simon.
Guess what? Simon means Simeon, or the tribe of Simeon. People, you know what tribe that is? Number two.
Fifth tribe?
That's the second.
Oh,
his second tribe. It's the second tribe. Didn't I tell you here, number two, the twos do always deal with the five, always deal with the blood? So his name is two, but he a fisher. He a number five. And where he at? In the water with the fish in it, water and blood. So, people, we got one more scripture, and that would be Matthew's 1 and 21.
Matthew's 1 and 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
He's going to save his people from their sins through his blood, which is the number five. So, people, I hope you got to see some things. I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. I know these things are difficult, but this is a whole new language, but the Most High is trying to show us that he is very real. He's very difficult to figure out, but he deals with everything that he gives you. He deals with you with the word. He deals with you with the numbers. He deals with you with everything that's around you. So with that, people, I hope you got some understanding. I thank you for your time. I hand things over to Brother Joe, Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Amen, bro.
Amen.
I think this thing in plain 3D, bro. Hey, man. Great lesson, bro.
Thank you, brother Isaiah. Oh, thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you. Saying it's the Most High, man.
Good
reading,
brother Isaiah.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, great job, brother. Great job. any more comments, testimonies, any words?
I just want to say to all for the lesson. We appreciate that. More edification, though. I want to get full heck overflow with it, though. But thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother Yahada. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, bro. I got some. Hey, all praises, bro. Like I said, man, this was a tight piece, man. Oh, man, there's so much stuff you put up in here, man. And, you know, and how you brought, I think day five is my favorite one so far. I think it's all good, great stuff, but I think I really, really, really like this one on day five. You know, nice and smooth, great timing, great everything, man. But definitely when we went to the Harlot, man, oh, my gosh. I had absolutely no clue that that thing could be broke down in a metaphor like that. You know, because we already understood the conversation of Joshua. We all understand that Joshua is a representation of Jesus Christ in a metaphorical way. You know, the Father's name, Jesus. Jesus saves. And you know, and definitely how you broke it down in the code. That man, that was awesome. That was very awesome. And definitely having a conversation with the two soldiers. You know, when they was talking to the harlot, he said, you know, when she was talking to them, she said, man, you go out there 3 days. And on the fourth day, you go ahead and take your, you know, so you go do what you want to do and take your peace. But them 3 days you had out, you know, and just let us know right there. That was a very amazing and awesome way how you brought that thing down. And definitely how you also showed us that's the same order in Passover. You know, when the Lord got this thing going out, man, you won't be out there in the streets like that. You got to be inside the house, you know. And definitely how you broke down the entire conversation with Joshua, Joseph, and Lamech to show us that all those are 11s. And also the animals by sevens. 7 and 7 is 14. You break that down, 1 plus 1 is 5. And you also did that with the birds, the clean birds and the clean bees. And also by sevens with the fowls of the air, the birds. 7 and 7 is 14 equals 5. I was like, man, because you know 1 plus 4 is 5. And we also understand too, man, that, man, bro, I can keep going on and on, bro. If anybody else got nothing to say, I'm going to finish my thing up. I don't want to hold the mic too much longer. But I understood the entire precept. It was very 3D, plain sight. Nothing was hard. You did a very well job on breaking this thing down. I'm extremely impressed, and I'm thanking the God of Israel for blessing you and giving us a chance, opportunity to understand the things that the Lord has allowed you to bring to the table. But with that, I yield the mic.
Thank you for the words, bro. I'm glad you're starting to see it and understanding more and more, bro. I'm saying just when you see these things and deal, like I'm saying, it'll make us deal more and more with everything that God has put down. With that, is there any more comments, testimonies? Is there any words?
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, Mark.
Shalom, Mark. Great precept, team. Great precept. Awesome precept. I'm gonna just tell you what I got out of it. Okay. So I'm going to Leviticus chapter 15:25. I'm gonna skip around because it led me to this. While you was doing a precept, it led me to this, and it also led me to the kingdom. It says if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of her separation. Now wait a minute. It says, and it run a time, and if it run beyond the time of her separation, then all the days are unclean, it should be the days of separation. So she got a time that she separated. Okay, so the question is, how long is she separated from her uncleanness, which is what?
8 days.
Blood. Exactly. Okay. It says this. It says, if a woman has an issue and her issue on her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever touches her shall be unclean unto the eve. Okay. So she sat apart for 7 days, and then Let's see.
Brother Joe.
Yeah.
Look what she got to do to get clean. What do she got to use to get clean?
She got to sacrifice a bird.
Two of them. She got to take the two birds, which already number fives. See that?
Right.
Water cold.
Yes,
sir. See, so the blood,
yes,
of what? She got to do the two what? Birds. Two number fives.
She had to come from that. Right. She had to go back to the origin of blood.
No, that's right.
Yep. To get forgiveness. Now watch this. And on the eighth day, she shall take unto her two turtles of dove, young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest in the door of the tabernacle, the congregation. Now, on the eighth day, she can come to the tabernacle and present herself to the priest. And so that's the eighth day. So you got blood on the eighth day. No. You got blood being cleansed on the eighth day. Okay. Now, what else takes place on? I'm just saying this is what I got out of. Okay, the go blood, Genesis chapter 17. And it says this. And Abraham was 90 years old and nine, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. Forgive me, I got you. Let me skip down here. And he said, verse 11, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your first foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation. He that is born in the house or bought with money or of any stranger which is not of thy seed. So, when is flesh circumcised?
Eighth day.
There go flesh and blood on the eighth day. Right there. Watch this. Okay, so we got flesh and blood both on the eighth day, right? Then it took me here to Corinthians on 15, and it says this, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and it says this. Let me see. Right here.
Joe.
Yes.
You need to go back to 17.
I need to go back to 17?
Okay. Yes, you do.
Okay, cool.
Go to 17. Go to 17 and pick it up at 17.
Okay, hold on. Oh, you want me to go back to Leviticus?
No, Genesis 17. Go back where you was at.
Okay. Genesis 17.
I'm finna show you the eight go deeper than you even think. I'm finna show you even more on that.
I'm good. Eight. Yeah, show me 8:17-17. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I will establish my covenant between me and them that I see after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant to be their God.
Verse 7, my bad.
Now I'm getting all excited. Okay, 17. Then Abram fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abram said,
Stop. Guess what? That's 190, which is the Day of Atonement. But guess what? The Day of Atonement got a date. You know what the Day of Atonement's date is? Seventh month, 10th day. 7-1 is what? 8. And then the memorial blowing the trumpet is 7-1. 8. More blown trumpet is an 8, and that is an 8. 7, you know what I'm saying? 7:10 is what? Take 0 off 7:10, you got a 7:1 is 8. Certain, you've been atoned, you've been cleaned up, you've been circumcised, you've been cleaned up.
Yep. Washed. By the blood and water. Yep. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. All right. And what was that? Was that in Corinthians? Right. Right. Corinthians 15 and 50. Okay. And it's it. It says this. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doeth corruption inherit incorruption. So, flesh and blood is not getting into the kingdom. Okay. But if you want to take part in the kingdom, you have to do what? Exodus 12 and 43. And it said, and the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover, that there shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, which thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. So you got to get through the eighth day to take part in the Passover. You got to be covered on the eighth to take part in the Passover.
Joe, I'm going to show you again. Go to verse 40. Go to Exodus 12, 40.
Okay.
Read it.
Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years.
Now listen, 430 is 7, right?
Yes, sir.
When did they leave?
And it came to pass at the end
no,
of...
No. So if they, you said 430 years, that means they left on 431. That's 8.
Yep.
See, I got to pay attention. You left. They was there for 430 years, so they left when?
On 8th day. Came out on the 8th day. They came out of the house of bondage on the 8th day.
Thank you.
They came out of the house of flesh on the 8th day because Jesus said in Ezekiel chapter 16 that the Egyptians are much of flesh, greater flesh. Yeah. Yes, he did. Okay, watch this. Watch it. Okay, Revelation chapter 20, right there, in order to take part in the Passover, in order to get to this point, you got to come out the flesh on the 8th day. Okay, Revelation 20. And this is where a lot of brothers get goofed up at because they say the Passover takes place. You know, the Father's kingdom coming on the 8th day. Not. Anyway, let's look at this. Verse 20 and 7. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his season. We all know from 1 through 7, that's the Sabbath day. Satan is bound for 1,000 years. So when 1,000 years is over, which is the Sabbath, it takes you right to the 8th day of the creation of man, which is the first day of the week. And here we are with flesh and blood right there. And he shall go out and deceive the nation, four quarters of Gog and Magog. So there they are. You got flesh and blood right there. And so that's on the 8th day. And so the Lord calls fire to come down and destroy it, and we get that part. And he said, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, okay, this is still an 8th day. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell were delivered up, and which were in them, and they would judge every man according to their works. Okay, so now they throw it in the lake of fire. This is the end of the 8th. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. He didn't pass over you. The blood didn't cover you. You was not washed. So you found yourself in the lake of fire. That's the 8th day, right? Now, from Genesis chapter 1 to here is 13. Right here, from Genesis chapter 1 in the creation is 13. 13 days in the creation, so that'll be 1,000 years to this. Now, from Genesis chapter 1 and 26, it's 8 days from Adam. Adam to here is 8 days. That's why flesh and blood is done away with. I Man, listen, bro, when you broke that down, I was like, right here. Because you can't take part in a Passover unless you're circumcised. The flesh got to be done away with in order for the Father to come. Here come the Passover. 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth was passed away. There was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Jesus said, I will not drink of this vine until my Father's kingdom, which is the Passover, which just so happened to be a five. Good stuff. Good stuff. This is why I say it's doctrine. Why? Because you can go anywhere and the word of God supports it. This ain't no lesson. People, you're not listening at a lesson. You're listening at doctrine. It's a big difference. So understand the presence you're in. You are witnessing doctrine, not lessons. You're probably used to getting lessons, but the Father's trying to show you, no, forsake you not my law. I will give you good doctrine. Flesh and blood do not inherit the kingdom of God. It's done away with on the eighth day. It's circumcised on the 13th day, exactly like he said, exactly like Ishmael was circumcised on the eighth day. He is in his 13th year, which represents the 13th day of the creation, which represents all flesh and blood. That's what said, everybody in your house got to be circumcised. Him, Ishmael, everybody was circumcised. Why? Because it pointed to this. Man, great precept. Great precept. I can't really say where I'm at as far as what is the best and what's not to me. I don't even know because I'm still digging in, and I wonder where the Lord is going to take me from what I already got. You understand? So this is meat, Jack, that's broken down into particles. Great job, bro. Way to break it down to milk so that we all can get it, even those that just tuned in. Loved it, bro. Big up to you. Oh, and those of us that's listening, please press 1 because the line is crowded, so we don't want to just be opening up people's lines and opening up their lights and stuff like that. So if you have something to say, press 1. Amen. I yield a mic on that one, bro. Great precept. Loved it. You increase me.
Thank you. Thanks, and thanks for the insight with the other scriptures. Thank you.
Amen.
Any more questions, comments, testimonies? If not, do we have any announcements if we don't have?
Tomorrow evening, everybody, we're going to be back here again at 7 o'clock p.m. with the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class. You just heard your brother Isaiah Brown. He will be ministering that class tomorrow evening. So, bro, by the way, great job reading. And I know it was hard not to get into the lesson, man. You was falling into that student mode like me, Jack. I get caught up and stuck. He's listening. That's going to help you start moving, boy. Ooh. Okay. Well, Brother Isaiah, what's the precept for tomorrow evening? For the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class.
Amen, bro. Amen. I'm just watching two old heads chop up the book, man. It was a blessing to hear that conversation y'all was just having. All praises. But grace and peace, family. Lord willing, through the grace of God, the name of the precept that we will be dealing with tomorrow is called A Double-Minded Man is Unstable in All His Ways.
Ooh.
And with that, I get the mic.
You don't want it. Sound like some old hubris knowledge. There you go with a big child.
Oh yeah, you know, just go forward, you know. Of course we know we deal, you know, of course we have our battles and stuff like that, but at the same point in time is our righteousness always exceeds our shortcomings. Another thing too is you can't be, you know, you if you got your if you're trying to serve God, you know. You just serve God. Do the best you can to serve God, man. And the things he showed you and the things he wants you to do, just do the best you can to do it and don't go back into this world. Because it make you even think of that precept that the Lord allowed me to put together that is called pillar of salt. I might be going through that lesson again, too. I think it's been about 2 years since I did that precept. But I think it might be time for me to check in on a lesson again, you know, to see, to understand what happened when you go back after you said you was going to do something. But the whole thing is that we're going to deal with a lot of topics on this precept that is called a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And with that, I yield the mic.
Amen, brother. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for that precept. Well, y'all heard it, people. Y'all heard it. Brother Isaiah is going to be back here tomorrow evening. And a double-minded person, what is it again? A double-minded person, Phil, what?
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Okay, we're writing this down. So tomorrow, there's going to be a double-minded man that's unstable in all his ways because he don't know how to drive. Good stuff, man. Ain't nobody dealing with double-mindedness, man. People don't want to deal with that spirit. The spirit of Babel, technically. Oh, God have mercy. Amen. That's tomorrow evening here at the top of the water for the Isaiah Brown of the spirit of me and Shachetti by the prophetic man. We'll be back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. But right now, we are dealing with day five of the Bible code, the creation code, with our brother here, Nakomi Swanson, of the Nation of Peace of Israelites. And he just dropped it to you. Those of you that just checked in, I advise you to go and upload this lesson, put the headphones on, whatever you do. I would suggest that you sit down with pen and paper, but if you're not able to, put your headphones on, and it's gonna get you, trust me. It's gonna happen. If you write it down, you'll see it. It'll be a lot clearer. If you write it, you'll see it. Amen. So, Brother Nakomi, man, we don't have any hands up. You got any closing comments you'd like to share with us before we close out?
Just like saying, I'm breaking this down real simple, and like saying, we're going day by day and we're taking it slow, so like I said, as we keep going, hopefully people will understand more and start coming to them. But like I said, you got to pay attention to everything that God has written. Like I said, not one jot, every jot, every tittle, every number, every letter, every comma, everything, you got to learn how to deal with it all. And God will reveal more and more to us. So with that, people, I hope you got some understanding. In Jesus' name, I yield the mic.
Hallelujah. All praise, brother. You know, I'm just going to say this to you. You know, when the Father opened that thing up to you, man, and, when you first brought this to me, this fifth day, when you was talking about flesh and blood and what was in the water, and I mean, you baited me too, man. You was like, so what did God create on the fifth day? I like, fish. What else? Birds. What else? Blood. You're like, flesh and blood, bro. He brought blood on the fifth day. And he's the tomb. And when you said that, I saw Jesus on the cross laying his day. He might not have looked like the Jesus that I read in the book. He might have looked like the one on the TV. I don't know. All I know is that he was on that cross in the firmament with blood and water coming out of him. That's all I saw, and I seen the script right then and there. St. John. I mean, John, what's that, John 3? That first John? That these three are witnesses?
John said, I was a witness. I saw the blood and water come out. I was there. And that took me right there. When you went there, I was like, boom. Man, that's a lock, Jack. You can't go wrong with that. That's doctrine. So anybody sit up there trying to post salt on this ministry or this here precept or this doctrine, y'all sinning against the Most High God, Jack. And I pray to God, Father, have mercy on you, because if he, with this here, I wouldn't want to touch it. Not with a foul spirit. You know, time to sit down and get rid of the pride. Now, if you've been learning, you know, you're in a good place, just stay there. But if you desire to know a little bit more than what you've been getting, come and visit. Ain't nothing wrong with increasing your pockets. You ain't got to sit up under somebody else and look like them. You're trying to turn into your best you. So don't be sitting up under somebody else waiting on them to feed you. Forget that, man. You go get where you know it's water at. So that's what you do. That's what you stay in. Right now, this is the place to be. God willing. With that being said, be back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. for the Spirit of Meekness and Charity by the Spirit of Christ, Brother Isaiah Brown. And remember, an unstable man is not stable in none of his way. We're going to get into that. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He don't want to apply to that. You better learn how that DNA works. Amen. So with that being said, I want to thank our brother Nakomi Swanson and our brother Isaiah Brown for bringing an excellent precept. Our brother Nakomi out of Nation of Peace of Israelites out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Bringing what?
Kingdom state of mind.
Amen.
Amen.
So, once again, I want to thank our brother Isaiah for excellent reading. And as we say here at the Sound of the Living Waters, man, we really, really hope we edify someone. And as we say here, please read your Bibles.
Please read. And your Apocrypha.
And your Apocrypha.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.